This is Brock and Salk
from the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming everywhere at 710sports.com and the 710 Seattle app.
Well, the next time you hear this song, unless you're a huge Airborne fan, you'll be hearing it on our podcast. It's the final hour of Brock and Salk, the daily radio show here on 710 ESPN Seattle. If you want to continue with us, you can download that podcast at 710sports.com. Download the 710 Sports app right now, which is driven by your Puget Sound Acura dealers, or text podcast to 710-710. You'll get a bounce back. You write back yes, and then you click the link, and you can subscribe. So it'll be delivered to your phone every single Wednesday morning, Brock, as we do a new Brock and Salk podcast, version 3.0 of the Brock and Salk show, as it changes up our format a little bit.
The music will come along with
us. The music will come, of course. How could it not?
It was fun, the game plan, what it's going to look and sound like. And do you remember way back when, Salky, when we looked at those phone lines, we're like, man, I wonder if they'll ever blink.
Nope.
I wonder, and do you remember screaming at the phones at times through the years? Like, I just hate this. Why won't they call and have an opinion?
That was like last week.
Yeah, probably.
It was like literally a week ago.
I'm going to guess for the final hour here, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
And hopefully, like Felix, we can give the folks what they want a little bit.
Well, you had a good idea.
Yeah, if you got something that you want to hear through the years. If there's something that, you know, a soundbite. A moment. We saved a bunch of them. Not all of them. One intern lost like the first 5 years. He just control alt deleted the whole thing.
Nat lost everything.
But there's something through the years that you would want. Let's we'll try to reciprocate over the final hour as best we can.
So if there's just something that you enjoy, something that you think is a fit, then we're happy to try to play it. Sure, there's people who want that, right? I mean, I got to imagine. Right? I mean, if there's one thing people always say they want.
Oh, I need to- You know what I need, Salk?
What?
I need your video game characters. I always love it when you play. What's the name of that one video game?
Brightwing?
Not Brightwing. You play Heroes of the Storm or Dota 2?
What?
We built an entire segment off
for
of
a man who allegedly hated Say What more than anyone, allegedly, Mike Salk. Nobody loves the GOAT.
What are you talking about?
You know, if it would not have shown a 0.0 on one rating for 1 month,
what are you talking
we would
about?
Still be doing that doggone
you
segment.
You know I didn't like it, Kyle.
Yes. Brightwing ready to face danger.
That's right. You keep talking back there. You'll get Brightwing for the rest of the show.
You keep doing that, you will face danger.
206-421-3776. Theo is in Spanaway. Good morning, Theo. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I just wanted to say the last 10 years have been amazing. I appreciate both of you, the whole crew, all the interns. It's been fun to listen to you guys every single morning. Rock, we are very like-minded in terms of sports, football, and the Seahawks. Salk, you kill me with your banter. You are an amazing man. I appreciate you guys. Good luck in your endeavors, wherever they may take you.
Thank you, Theo.
Thanks, dude. That's like incredibly
That's what they do in Spanaway, bro. They just share their heart. They just pour it out. There's that Roy Y. They got to make a decision every day. Do I go right? Do I go left? And they just kind of pour their soul. Thank you, Theo. Appreciate those kind words, man.
I got a bunch of texters who have things that they really want to hear.
Here's what I want to hear. Yeah. I don't see Phil the Skunk yet on
Not yet.
Nope. I hope in the next 50 minutes,
yes,
we can find a way to make that happen. Phil the Skunk, if you're listening right now, yes, we called for you yesterday. Those of you in Olympia, you may be in the shadow of the guitar store. Go knock on the door if at all possible, because that would be... That'd mean the world if we could hear from
somebody.
Phil the
somebody
Skunk.
Wanted this one.
You shall not pass.
Gosh, that was fun.
That was a pretty good one because we had the original.
You shall not pass.
And then we had the one from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You shall not pass.
So yeah.
Remember when I talked all that noise? What, Bram Weinstein?
Yeah, Bram Weinstein.
I just talked. Some
I love
serious
Bram.
Trash. To
it's
that
when
guy.
You claimed we waylaid him, even though that wasn't the right term.
Don't you think that's the most trash I ever talked to anybody on this show?
Probably.
Redskins Homer Bram Weinstein.
Yes.
I just smashed him.
Yeah, you really weren't very nice to him at all.
No, I
thought
not.
That was sort of rude what you did. Somebody wanted this. I can give you a moment of this. Let's see.
This is Maureen Fista, and I just want you to know that we've heard all the smack you've been talking about my little brother, Dougie. I'll have you know that he's a sweet kid and a great player, and we're all ticked off about what you've been saying about him. You better watch it, because my brother, Bobby, is out of jail, and he'll come after you. Also, me and Maureen don't like being called the Fista Sisters anymore, and neither of us have big bangs. No one in Revere has had big bangs in, like, 5 years. Whatever.
There you go. Whatever. The Fista Sisters will live forever. 206-421-3776. Brian's in Carson City, Nevada. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thanks. I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure listening to you guys all these years. For us outsiders that don't get the pleasure to live in Washington, it's been awesome for you guys to keep me updated on everything that's going there. If there's ever been a week to dominate a weaker opponent, it's got to be for the Seahawks this week.
Yep.
Chris Carson's got to play well. Russ has got to do Russ. And we got to go to Arizona and just dominate.
It's a fine line, Brian. Thank you for the phone call, my friend. It's a fine line, right? Because you can't put so much emphasis on this one game, and they don't. These guys don't treat any game bigger than any other, right? I was listening to Luke Wilson yesterday, hilarious, with the afternoon guys as they were celebrating with Danny, Dave, and Moore, and just a unique, fun, incredible relationship that Luke has with those guys. And he's right. He's like, human nature says, man, I've got to force this issue. I've got to do this. I've got to dominate this weaker team. Or human nature says, I can step off the gas. The backups are in. USC's got a backup quarterback playing. USC's got a backup corner, backup save. They're all banged up. Human nature says, oh, we'll take advantage. No. You got to fight that human nature as much as you can. So I'm with you, B.
You got to get motivated.
This is one you got to get.
Can you truly endure that much pain? Because everybody out there hurting. Who the last one to give up?
I think this is my favorite thing we've ever done. The motivational Rawls.
We handling business right now. We on the hunt. We trying to go as far in the championship run. We trying to see wherever it leads us, and just deal with the result whenever it comes.
Right. That one's my favorite. I love.
Ever riding? We riding.
We ever get that answer?
Do we have that? I don't know. We probably never get that. Do we ever ride? Was that this one?
I do whatever I got to do to contribute to this team. I want a championship.
No, it's the other one. Hold on. I think it's four.
I knew what was at stake. The offensive line knew what was at stake. This whole team, we playing for keeps. It doesn't matter. It's the playoffs. It's time to go. Whoever ride, we ride. Whoever not, they got to go.
They got to go.
Everybody in this team, in this locker room, they ride.
It turns out he was the one who actually had to go, unfortunately, which is too bad.
We needed Thomas Rawls.
Why
you always play the sad versions of those. Why do you never play the regular versions?
Because they're lower.
Please play Don't Go Chasing Thomas Rawls.
You want that one instead? Yeah. Hold on.
The real one, though. Don't do that.
Let's give it up for Rag and Rolls.
Why do you play the sad versions?
Where are the real ones?
Unbelievable.
What are you talking about? You want this one?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
That one's not sad. Is that one better? Do you like that one or do you like this one?
Well, I'm upper class high society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got
Thomas Rawls.
I've got
Thomas Rawls. Rawls. Thomas Rawls. Thomas Rawls. Thomas Rawls.
We've got the biggest Rawls of them all. All right. Thomas Rawls brought us a lot of entertainment.
Yes, he did.
Probably more than any other single football
player. Don't go chasing
butterflies.
I don't know.
Butterflies?
Isn't that the song?
Waterfalls? Darn it. Almost had that one. All right. 206-421-3776. John is in his car. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, that's John Stanton.
I know that.
It's not just John in the car. I know that voice. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Stanton.
Good morning, guys. It's great to... it's a bittersweet occasion. It's kind of like last night at T-Mobile Park with Felix's last game, and now we've got your last show together. It's been an amazing run for you guys. Congratulations.
Mr. Stanton, how many times, can you be honest now, since we're all just putting it out there, putting the feelings out there, Felix did last night, we have this morning. I don't know if you saw Salk's ugly cry face at 7:30. It was amazing. I got into my emos the other day. How many times have you driven and just screamed at this radio, "You idiots! You, what are they talking about?" How many, can you be honest, how many times have we just unfortunately stoked that fire?
A friend of mine in politics once told me, as long as they are talking about you, you're doing something right.
There you go.
It's not, I don't yell at the radio when you're getting it wrong, Brock. I yell at the radio when you're talking about football during baseball season.
Well, John, seriously.
Mike, yep. Brock got lost. I can't believe it. Brock got lost last night. He was on his way to a high school football game and ended up in the front row of the Diamond
Typical,
Club at
right?
T-Mobile Park
so
and watched that game.
I got lost in my emotions last night, too. That was a special night.
Great
and
night.
We know with your leadership, Mr. Stanton, there are going to be more of those. Going to be more special nights.
And just on a personal note, thank you. You've always been a huge friend to this show. We've loved having you on over the years. Your gifts, your schedules at the beginning of every year, just fantastic. And we think you're doing a great job as the owner of this team and moving them in the right direction. A difficult decision you made before this season, but we strongly believe it was the right decision. And it's going to pay off hopefully sooner rather than later. So thank you for your years of support and everything you've done in your job.
Thanks, guys. And let me just say, you know, on behalf of all of your friends at the Mariners, it's been such a joy to listen to you. We've enjoyed having you at the park broadcasting the show. We've enjoyed having you take our players on as guests, and I know you enjoy having Scott and Jerry on. But we've also enjoyed listening to you guys talk about your families and in particular, your kids growing up, and Brock, the great success that your daughter has had in basketball, and it's been wonderful to have also watch your kids at the show, Kyle and Lydia and Howdy, grow up, and we will miss listening to you every morning, but we'll all be tuned into your podcast. Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you, John. We really appreciate it. There's John Stanton, who takes a moment to call into the show, and you can join him on the podcast as well. 710-710, text the word podcast right now, and then follow it up with a yes, and then click the link. You can subscribe. It'll be delivered to you every Wednesday
morning.
And that
is something that you never imagined.
No.
When you left your political consulting job, and you were a valet,
nope.
And you were working at Singular, you would have never imagined in your wildest dreams that one day,
yes,
an owner of a professional baseball team is going to call into our radio show.
I don't think that was ever, nope. Ever.
He knew our names. Huh? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, of course he did.
What? Dude.
He called you our kids.
He you know, the only person
just
who
like
listens
that
more
cop,
than John
Kyle.
Stanton is Doug Baldwin.
Kyle, just like that cop in Arizona, he called you our kids.
Right. Hey, tell your dad to slow it down.
Yeah! 206-421-3776, open line. Steve's the Dallas Dude. Good morning, Steve. Always great to hear you. Steve, hello.
I just want to thank the whole staff for, you know, always being kind to me and, you know, just showing me lots of love. Second of all, I want to thank you guys for the amazing time. I've been listening since day one. The experience at the OTAs was awesome. It's a lifetime memory that no one can take away from me, regardless of what kind of fan I am. And, you know, just congratulations to you guys and your endeavors. And just I will always keep listening. I'll be on the podcast every Wednesday, and I just want to thank you guys for everything.
Thank you, Steve. Steve is one of my favorite people. Yeah. People who know me here know that I love Steve the Dallas Dude. Steve, you're one of my favorite callers. Always have something to say. Always a kind word to add to it as well, and a laugh every time I make fun of you. So I appreciate all of those things.
And by the way, ripped.
Jacked.
As we learned.
Jacked, dude.
He's one you want on your team.
Yes. He's the first guy off the bus. Like, get Steve off the bus first, and then Jesse and Boffel can get, like, walk in the back so nobody has to see.
And when Kendall made them T-shirts, like, he didn't make enough double X's.
His arms just bursting through.
It's impossible not to look at his nipples.
Oh, dude. Jesse.
No, that was...
Oh, is that Darren Ravel? Sorry, I get them confused. 206-421-3776. Who do you want to grab? Mark and Matthews Beach? What's up, Mark? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Just wanted to say I'm really bummed you won't be part of my morning commute. Had a lot of good memories listening to you guys, and congratulations on your new new adventures moving forward.
Thank you.
Also, I wanted to say that I always appreciate it when Brock Butcher's 80s and 90s lyrics.
Mm.
Always a good time.
It was a nonstop thing.
Has that happened? When does that happen, Mark?
Pretty regularly. You did it earlier with Don't Go Chasing Butterflies as well.
Don't Go Chasing Butterflies is a personal favorite. We got a lot
Thank
of those
you,
on here. But
do we really?
I don't have them personally. I do have some other people trying to sing. I know I know how much you like that. Do you want to hear Kevin trying to sing Kid Rock? Is this the guy who lost his mind out on the side of 405? I think it is. Hold on. Here we go.
My name is Ted!
Boom, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum.
That guy must have won, right?
Now this is for the questions that don't have any answers.
All right, that's enough of you. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, he was on his Camaro or IROC and pulled over on 405.
We have other Kid Rock stuff. We have this guy.
I get behind myself. I need to rewind myself.
We have had some interesting folks who have come on this show over the years. What else have people sung? I know we had some people not just sing Rush, but some people did, like, they sang they sang the music of Rush, right? I don't know that I have any of that. I'm looking forward to see if I can find it. It's sort of hard to find some of this stuff. We'll grab a call in the meantime. 206-421-3776. Who's been hanging on? How about Don in Jacksonville? What's up, Don? How are you, Don? Don. All right, let's grab James in Ferndale. James, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Hey, I wanted to chime in. I've been listening since pretty much day one, but due to my work schedule, I'm not able to call in as often. But I just, like you, Mike, radio's always been my favorite media platform since I was a kid. I've been listening to radio almost every day, somewhere or another, but I've never connected to a show like you guys. I love that you guys live your life on air, and I think that is honestly what sets you guys apart from any other show that I've heard. I have three kids, my oldest the same age as Avery. So I've always just kind of felt like I'm listening to two sport loving dads hash it out every day. And I probably shouldn't admit this, but I'm actually going to miss this show a lot more than I probably care to admit. I talk about you guys to my wife, like you guys are just two buddies at work, and I give her updates on what you guys said. And, just know you guys have set a standard for sports radio in Seattle that will not be exceeded. And that's a good thing because you guys are the new standard of radio.
Thank you, James. By the way, I talk about you to my wife almost every night also. So that's fair. Oh. I mean, we speak often of you at home. Avery knows all about your setup there with your microphone in Ferndale. So we're on the same page with that one, I promise.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys both for 10 years.
Thank you. Is there anything we can play for you? We've taken requests off our sound machine. Is there anything you want to hear? Anything you like?
Oh, man.
Catch you up?
Oh, boy. I would probably go back into the Wayback Machine that some people wouldn't even, some deep cuts.
Oh,
but
deep
I'll
cuts?
Have to think about that, and I'll send some
Shoot a text.
Send some text
All right. We got a few more
a lot
minutes
of, A lot
this.
Of requests for this star.
We spoke with some loyal fans who were buying a little something for everyone in their lives.
I am so excited. Like, you cannot believe how excited we are. We came right from our place of business to Modell's to get what? The AFC champion t-shirts! Woo!
From what?
Yeah, what?
The fact that we know that line for line is amazing.
Place of business!
Kyle, the sound bite's great, but you doing that voice is even better.
The champion t-shirts! Woo!
Her like eighth AFC champion t-shirt. The shine has not worn off it one bit.
Kyle, can I request something of you? Can you give me at some point before the show ends a Marty Smith?
Marty
speaking to us.
I was thinking that I would do the entire first podcast as Tim Kirchin. It would be truly amazing.
Who did we discover that Kyle did perfectly the other day? Wasn't it somebody at the station that you did a good job with?
Ooh.
We've heard a lot of good imitations over the years. Here's one.
Look, I love baseball. It's the perfect sport. But these other dogs, I mean, come on. Why can't the rest of these dogs stop trying to prove their dog card? You're a Doberman. I get it. You don't have to shove it in my face. Oh, what? You're a 200-pound Great Dane? Good for you. Mm-hmm. Why does that make you any better than me?
Yeah, that's one. There are others. Maybe you know this one.
Hi, I'm Penelope Wassel. I'm here to talk about Bark in the Park. Love Bark in the Park. Here are some of the things that I don't like. I don't like young people. I don't like people who tell me what to do. I don't like it when there's too much water in the water dish and you end up lapping it all over your paws. How hard is it to put the right amount of water in a dish?
That one's pretty good. This one's good, too.
Hey, everybody. Franklin here, Bob's dog. I'll be at Bark in the Park tonight, and if you're looking for me, I'll be the one wearing a hat Bob has owned since 1993 and a form-fitting Affliction t-shirt. I'm feeling pretty good about myself these days after Bob purchased me a new sleep-trained dog bed and has been mixing my food with Weider Prime protein.
All right, there you go. So that's some stuff that's in this.
Truth.
All right, boys, I got a question for you. Coming out of that game, the Hawks' offense looked amazing.
You know, Bob has been a really good sport on this show. Seriously.
Something we haven't seen for over 3 years. Now with George Fant and Ethan Posick and some
All right, enough. Poor Bob. We've probably messed with Bob more than anybody else at the station. We made him come in and sing. We created songs about or things about his dog. Look, we've screwed up plenty of times on our own. How about how many times we did this? Like, think about what a disaster this is.
Swinging a well-hit ball like that one.
We thought we were really doing something with this, and it didn't work at all.
Goodbye, baseball!
Disassociating?
Hold on. No.
Like, I have the acumen to be able to create this stuff? I don't know how to do it.
Play it.
You're complicit.
Play it.
I can't.
I got a point to make over that. All play right. it now.
Three strikes out the side.
Mike, was it perfect? No.
It's not, no.
Was the result what we wanted?
No.
But was the process right?
Maybe.
Did it feel good while it was good? Yes, it did.
With a two-out double.
Don't tell me about results.
No.
Talk to me about the journey. About the process of it.
All right, let's see what else. I've got so many other good ones.
Swing a high fly ball.
All right, we have to make that.
I was rolling with a guy that's 270 pounds the other night, and he just squished the life out of me and sort of.
All right, Bob.
We forced him to say that.
Hey, speaking of guys who are buff like Bob, we have a bunch of this. Hold on.
He went to Arizona to cover baseball, but finds himself asking, hey, where are my buff dudes at?
Why do we have some of the stuff that is in this system? It really is like a very, like, a nice trip back through the years.
You know what I'm getting
at? What is this?
Without bros, who would get the club crop?
Why do we have some of this
Where's
stuff?
The Super Bowl shuffle? That, too, was a
Oh, that's
what I'm
All right, we'll play that coming up
it
here
matters.
In a few minutes. All right, 206-421-3776. How about Lawrence and University Place? What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, dude.
I'm getting a headache from laughing, bro. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually really excited for a couple reasons. One, I get to find out if I'm having a boy or a girl today.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Well, that is awesome.
So, but I mainly just wanted to share that I so appreciate your guys' show. I've appreciated being able to just learn from you guys. I feel like I've learned so much about sports and even just about life in general from your guys' show over the last few years of listening to you guys. So thank you, and also shout out to my boy Kyle. We went to the same high school, so I got a new friend there.
Cool.
So thank you guys.
That's
there
awesome.
You thank you.
And
appreciate
you're either going to have a young Brock or a young Lydia. I mean, that's pretty cool. He's going to name his boy or girl. He's going to figure it out today. That's really,
there
really
some
cool.
other good characters on this show. How about Bruce Arians as a big time character?
We could
this
have
show.
The Kangol himself stepping over here. Bruce Arians maybe a little later in the show. I don't know. I don't want to tease that because it may not occur. But
oh, gosh.
Got a few questions for Bruce, I got to admit. You know, things like, hey, do you think maybe you should have gone after Terrell Pryor? What do you think about the performance Ryan Lindley gave you down the stretch? Are you ready to admit that the Seahawks actually beat you? I don't know. I've got some questions for him.
Yeah, that ended up not happening.
But yeah, he's
didn't
5 feet,
that one.
5 feet from us.
Ran the football, stuffed the run.
He is.
The lines of scrimmage were one in red.
I got to tell you, of all the people, though, my very favorite thing I think we've ever played on this show, and I'll play it here as we go to break, is got to be this. It's old school. This still is, to this day, one of my favorite things we've ever discovered.
We stink, man.
Valbuena, give him back. You know what? Give him back to the Mets, man. Somebody said he should be in Columbus tonight.
I said, send him to Mahoning Valley.
He can't do any harm there. They haven't even started their season.
So funny. Oh, I could play Bruce Drennan all day. All right, we'll take some more of your phone calls. 206-421-3776, Brock and Salk.
From the Alaska Airlines Studio,
this is Brock and Salk.
Streaming everywhere at 710sports.com.
The connection between you guys and us is one that I never imagined was a big deal.
Yep.
I didn't get it.
We
I
do
no idea.
Here, but so often it is thinking about you all out there. What do you want? How do you want to connect with us?
I don't think there is another job in the world that is more a part of your every minute of your life than hosting a radio show.
Why do we share? Not all radio hosts share about their family. Very few do, actually, and their kids and their stories. Very few share about their marriages, right? Very few share that.
Your whole life is lived out over the air. Your kids and your wife or your husband or your family and your parents and your, like, we talk about it all.
Because of the connection we have with all of you out there, we want to give that and share that. Yeah. But man, it's a unique connection. Yeah. The very few things in life, in any job, give to people, and that's a privilege for us.
And then, Brock, I got to tell you, man, I love you so much. I don't know how I'm going to not talk to you every day about sports, man. I don't know. Lydia, how dare you?
We said
speaking that. Of parents, thank you to Larry and Jane. My parents sent over, what'd you say, Kyle? 7 gallons of popcorn for the group here? Thanks, Mom. Thanks,
no, that was just for Howdy.
Oh, Howdy is already absconded.
You were
with
not
one of the
supposed
barrels.
To find out about that.
And I love the note that that Larry wrote to it. So now you don't have to dig through the garbage anymore. Way to go, Larry.
He's got your number. All right. Thank you to both of them. We'll do answer the question jerk here in 15 minutes. About a half hour left of our daily radio show. If you want to stay with us, text the word podcast to 710-710 and then write back yes and then click the link and then subscribe. And we'll be with you guys every Wednesday as we transition this show to being a podcast. Brock,
are you kind of geeked about that, by the way?
Yes, I am.
I am. It's kind of like starting over. Like we did, we told these stories yes. 10 years ago and the dinner in Peoria at the sushi restaurant where they thought we were a couple and that was really fun and everything else. And we kind of had to figure out how we're going to do this show to win. And I think this podcast is going to be similar as we get into it.
We had a fun time just sort of planning through it the other day. Hey, you guys in the other room, do you have anything? We've sort of been talking, obviously, as we normally do. But as this thing wraps up here in a half hour, do you have anything you would like to add to this? Anybody?
Just a big thank you to both of you. I mean, seriously, like you are my radio career. I started here as an intern in 2009, my junior year of college. You guys had been on the air for 1 month. I didn't know what I was doing, and I realize now, I don't know if you guys knew what you were doing, but it's been a heck of a ride, a ton of fun, and I owe you everything.
Kyle, well, that's not true. Kyle has made his own breaks, that's for sure. Kyle's a fantastic intern. People should know that. And since then, has you'd say Kyle has grown as much as anybody, not just physically, because he's shrinking.
Well, he's like a bird.
He's getting thinner,
so,
actually,
no, he's
every
not
year.
Grown, uh-uh.
But in terms of just where Kyle was at when he first got here to now...
I love that when I go to Chick-fil-A, yes, he's grown a ton. I love when I go to Chick-fil-A, I can get Howdy 2 breakfast burritos, right? And they're just ready. And then I get Kyle the little minis, and it's just perfect. It's just so pretty. He pecks in
every
there,
like, producer of this show, Kyle, Paisley, awesome. Bunker, none of them eat like more than any like teeny little seeds is all they have stomachs for.
But Brock jokes about going to Chick-fil-A, but even that is a window into how close we are, how well we know each other. That Brock goes to Chick-fil-A, and he thinks, what would every one of these people want? He gets Mike an egg white something or other. He gets me these little tiny little chicken sandwiches. He gets Howdy the biggest burrito he can possibly find.
Two.
And he gets Lydia like this nice little like healthy bowl thing.
He gets Lydia something from somewhere
else. He doesn't just go grab. I will take a couple ones and twos. He thinks through and gets people exactly what he knows they would like.
Thank you very much.
We love you.
Howdy's not taking the mic. He has nothing left to say. We'll go back to the calls. 206-421-3776. Jesse's in Bothell. Jesse, for the last time.
Oh,
hi, how are you?
Boy.
How are your nipples?
How are you guys?
Oh, jeez. All right.
I'm not crying, dude. Shut up, dude. I'm not crying.
No, of course you're not.
No. In all seriousness, I just want to let you guys know. Back in 2009, my dad was listening to 710, and he would drive me to school, and I was listening to it. I was like, oh. These guys are all right. And then I started kind of listening. I would lay in bed in the morning. I would listen before, as I was getting ready for school. And, through time, obviously, you guys have been with me as I've gotten married Obviously, the nipples work because I have a kid on the way, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
So, yeah, so just honestly, you guys have just kind of journeyed through life with me. I've listened to you guys through a couple different jobs, and I work in sales, so I'm on the road a lot, and just have always had you guys on. Obviously, I appreciate the banter and the grief, Mike. I think you're a good guy. It was good to meet you guys at the Hawks camp, and Brock, you're a good man. I can see you laughing on the live stream right now. It's a little delayed, but that's all right. You guys are good guys. So
thanks, Jesse. You too.
Appreciate all the good times.
Thank you. And good luck with something somewhere that will cover those nipples so that they're not like poking out of the shirt. That'd be good for you. Yeah. All right. You want to talk to Roger in Tacoma one last time? Roger, good morning. Roger, how are you?
What up, fellas?
What's up?
You know, I thought about whether I was going to give you a Bette Midler, Johnny Carson moment, but nah. I want to take one last pass at Mike Salk. You know, it seems like the last couple times I've been on the show, you keep bringing up my little ill-fated appearance in the studio.
That wasn't me.
And I think it was. And I just want to remind Mike Salk that we all have a bad day now and again. You
what?
Know, remember that Bobby Wagner interview when you couldn't figure out whose name you were getting out of whose mouth? That was a little awkward for all of us. You know, not exactly a bright, shining moment. You know? Hell, even Brock Huard has a bad day now and again. Now, Brock is one of the most gifted speakers, talkers I've ever been around. But there are times that Brock can't pronounce words, easy words. Words he should have learned in the third grade, starting with where he's from. Brock, I hate to tell you, you and Damon, there is no E in Puyallup. It's Puyallup, not I've got to go Puyallup, okay? But in my defense, and I hate to do this, but you leave me no remedy. Brother could have benefited from a little bit of show prep, as in, hey, Roger, what do you want to talk about? I want to talk about this. You know,
now, Roger did come in with topics prepped, and we just told him, forget it.
Thank you, Roger. We love you, man.
Roger, we got to go.
Draft a guard.
Thank you,
Roger.
Big moment
someone
for
who's played guard all of his life. Someone who wants to go to the Pro Bowl as a guard.
Bye, yeah. Roger. That's enough. Roger, seriously, thank you for all the times you called in. You're a big part of the show, and
huge.
We appreciate you, that's for sure. All right, one last call here quickly from our buddy Kendall in Santa Monica. Kendall, go ahead. Quickly.
Hey, guys. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you a lot. It was such a great opportunity just being able to call in, share my thoughts. I had no idea it would lead to being able to have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity going to Seahawks training camp. And thanks so much. I feel so connected to you guys after having met you. And, it's really, really sad to see you guys go. But the sound that you guys need to play is Coach O, is Ed Orgeron. That's easily the best sound that you
have. Any Coach O over there, Lydia? Do you have any Ed Orgeron? Hey, Brock, sack fumble. Still don't understand why he said that. Doesn't make sense to anybody.
Love that, man. Both those men right there. Kendall, huge part of that, right?
Yeah.
Just a different caller board that we had, and we put together and celebrated those guys and gals and then meeting them. And, and we talked about connection earlier. That connection won't go away.
Yeah.
This show from 7 to 10 has got 21 more minutes left, right? But then it transforms into a new place that I honestly think will continue to build this connection.
Please.
And keep it going.
Text podcast to 710-710. You can get all the details on how you can join us. I will say, of all the things we've done over the years, we've done a lot of things that I found funny, a lot of things that made me laugh, a lot of things that I thought were smart. Nothing has ever made me more happy, though, or more excited than all of the times we played this song on the show. It's partially because songs with bagpipes are better than songs without bagpipes.
Yeah, true.
Like, everybody should know that.
We all know that now. Music is life, and life is music. I said it from day one.
There have been a couple times just driving where the song has come on the radio or whatever, and I will turn it up so loud and drive in my car. One of my happiest memories, seriously, is right before the god-awful end of that Super Bowl, when we were the only ones left in Meteor Row, and we were rocking out to this song, and so confident that the Seahawks were going to win a second Super Bowl. I know it didn't go that way, and I know that, obviously, it's a painful end to that story, but everything that led up to that, and being down there, and just the vibe, and experience the ride, and this song, and everything that was a part of it is something I'll never forget, for sure, so... we're going to be right back. We'll answer the question, Jerk, as we do. 710-710, powered by Coors Light. For a final time here on radio, this is Brock and Salk.
This is Brock.
Brock and Sox. Answer the question, jerk.
Keep asking questions. Come on, I'll answer them. Come on, I'm here. I'm going to answer your questions, dang it.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Well, don't just stand there. Answer the question, jerk!
Well, our studio has gotten more crowded. Yes, Kyle just dropped off the Kleenex just in case, but our entire sales staff from 710 ESPN Seattle has just come down.
I'm going to do what Felix did.
I already had you guys on a list of people I wanted to
talk about.
I'm going
to do what Felix did last night. I'm not looking up.
Don't do that.
Felix just looked at the mountain. I'm not looking up.
Let me give a quick list. And I hate doing this because I'm going to forget some people. But in 10 years of doing this radio show, there's a lot of people who have meant something to me, Brock, and us. Kyle and Lydia. Bunker, who used to produce this show. And Wassel, who produced this show. Colin Paisley, who was the first producer of this show, and he and I set together a lot of the music. Colin created the music for Blue 42.
Oh, I did some of that.
No, you did not. That's not true.
None of it.
Danny, who's a big part of this show earlier. And I mentioned, you know, Ashley and Curtis and NASA and other people who have run the board at times or guest produced our show, and people have been out. Guests like Pete and Russell Wilson and John Clayton every day and Passan every other week and Morosi every other week and Shannon all the time and Albert Breer, Joel Klatt, Mike Tirico,
just Buster, some, only.
Buster Olney, people that Jason Stark, people that we've loved talking to, guest hosts like Sheil Kapadia, who moved on to Philadelphia, Don O'Neill, Jesse Jones, Chris Egan, Jake Heaps, who hosted this show a million times, Stacey Ross, who's hosted this show a whole bunch, two program directors before me, Owen Murphy, who put this show together, and while Owen and I have had our differences at times over the years, he put us together, so I owe Owen forever. Brian Long, who I think helped make us better, quite a bit better. Rick Scott, Wayne Griggs, who worked with us countless hours. Dave Pridemore and Carl Gardner, who were the general manager and market manager at the time, and Dave's still my boss, who allowed us to do this, and Dave especially for inviting me to come back when I really, really needed to. The group that's all in there now, I had written down Kathy and Arlene. I see Annie and Chelsea back there. I see Lori and Heidi. I know Tony's there. Tyler, who's... I love Tyler. He's one of my favorite people in the world.
A tight end Andre guy. Yeah, he's back.
Andre's back there. Brady Henderson, who just wrote something incredibly sweet on Twitter. I love all you guys, man. Show's not even ending. I'm crying like this. I'm such a wuss. Keep those
I'm looking forward to being on the podcast with you guys.
I have that one too.
I know you tried to get rid of me.
You're just building up to the best.
I have it at the bottom. Even you, Howdy, and your stupid bits and every obnoxious thing you've said over the last 8 years, from calling yourself Boy Howdy to legit one of my favorite people in the world. Also, I love you, man. I really do. So there you go. No thanks to Jim Moore. No thanks to Jim Moore. He doesn't get a thank you. Sorry. There's so many more, but you guys are...
you said Jim Mora, right?
Yeah, okay. Mora. Right, Jim gets a thing. The other good. Hosts. God, Jessamine, who's been here since the beginning, and Calabro, who was awesome when we started, and Jim and Dave, and Bob Stelton, and the Graws, and gosh, I mean...
No, he's not a friend of mine.
Thank you, Jim. That's nice.
I know, Jim, okay? I've heard that a lot.
How many, it's impossible to even recognize everybody. Steph Klein, who's been a big part of my life recently, is... Her role, Tina Sorensen in the digital department, and gosh, honestly, there really are a tremendous Brent Stecker, who does awesome work on our website, Mora, who's a big part of Clayton Show and is going to be moving to Afternoon Drive. There's so many. Honestly, I feel like I'm just forgetting people, and that's terrible. So, to anyone
and with
who's
your
been
memory,
anything,
yeah, I think you did. All right. Thank you for writing it down.
No, thank you to everybody appreciate who's that. Been a part of doing this as a daily. It's not a chore. It's a daily honor to be able to talk on the radio.
Did
like
you
this.
Thank Marty Smith?
I have not thanked Marty.
Marty was a heck of a guest for us.
I figured Marty would thank himself.
Brock from Peoria to Dublin, Ireland. He said to me, Brock, said Marty Smith, done an amazing job. Signing out.
Thank Lori's you, the one who sold the deal that got us to go to Ireland a couple of times. So we owe Lori on that forever.
Did you say owe Lori, like from Ireland, owe Lori?
Oh, no, look, we owe her. Oh. All those times you sang
that was
no
a good
name
one,
never.
Brock. Dude, way to go, man.
I feel
having
like
some
I'm going
real
out on
humor,
top
some clever humor.
Yeah, that's
your master
right?
of words today.
You want to test me on music?
Hashtag long body.
Let's go.
That's how we got to watch Tom hitting on the girl from Ireland.
Here's to women's kisses and to the Jameson whiskey, Amberclear.
James.
Not as sweet as a woman's kiss, but a darn sight more sincere.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Lori. Loved her.
We appreciate
there are good
that.
Ships right. and there are wood ships.
That's right.
There are ships that sail the sea.
She should stop
But
talking.
The best ships are friendships, and may they always be shared with the gems.
There you go. G. Scott has been a big part of this show over the years. We love G.
Pow, pow, pow.
Dude makes me laugh every time he walks in this studio. Seriously. Gee, every time he walks in, it cracks me up. I love that guy.
It's working.
I know you're trying not to make any space for me to say anything here, but I do have something to say. I just want to say to the both of you, thank you for making my career in radio. I don't have a career in radio. I don't get to be on the air and do stupid stuff all the time without you guys. You laughed at me. You laughed with me. And I'll always be thankful for everything that you've done for me personally and professionally, helping my life and my family get to where we are. So thank you for everything.
2 points on that. One, yes, I did help Howdy get his job at Cutco when he left to go sell knives. Two, Lydia, I'd like you to cut the part where Howdy said, I don't have a career in radio. We're going to have to save just that line.
No. Nothing could be truer.
Forever actually. And ever. I don't have a career in radio.
Howdy said it a lot more poetically than I ever could, but that's exactly how I feel. There was no reason that you really should have given me this opportunity, but I'm so lucky that you did and grateful that you view me as more than just a board op or just a cog in the wheel, but you really embraced me from day one and let me be part of the family. And I don't know. That's so incredible to me. And I feel the same way about your listeners, too. They, like, gave me a shot. They gave us a shot. Mm. That has been so much fun. Mm.
Taylor Jacobs has been another person who's sitting here. Michael Simeone has been a part of this show at times. Matt Pittman guest hosted this show. He's the one who was on the air then when Howdy first called himself Boy Howdy. Chris Cashman used to make us bits and was an awesome part of this show at the beginning. Matt Harden, I think, occasionally would come in and run the board and help us out. I mean, honestly.
Matt Stretch Johnson, Answer the Question
Jerk
Insider.
Absolutely. Our great Bud Light, Answer the Question Jerk Insider, Stretch Johnson. Yes, absolutely. There's another good one. Gosh, I mean, it's 10 years, a long time. A lot of people have played a huge role in this, so there you go. You got anything left to say over there, buddy?
Relationships matter. They do.
How dare you make me cry again.
They do. All of these, right? All of these relationships matter so much. And we are really so fortunate, Salk, to be in this building with these people that still give us a chance and are giving us a chance to keep this relationship going.
Yeah. So we will do that. Please join us. 710 Sports app, 710sports.com, text podcast to 710710 to stay with us. You're going to love Danny and Gallant, which is going to replace us. Brock will still be on that show a ton. I'll be going on with Tom and Jake and Stacy every day at 12:30, so you're not going to get rid of us. We're just going to be in a different format. We're just going to give up some of this daily conversation that we've been so lucky to have with all you guys. So thank you to every single one of you who's listened to this show from the bottom of both of our hearts. Thank you so much. I'm gonna miss this terribly. Not waking up in the morning, I won't miss that at all.
No,
not working on the show at night, I'm not gonna miss that either. But The 3 hours of absolute joy that we get to spend with you guys every day has been best part of my life other than my family. So thank you,
love you.
Brock, it's time for us to go. We're gonna switch that music as we do at the end of every show. Oh, what? Pride Moore's just now getting down here with Carrie? He missed the whole thing. What kind of boss is he? He's just now getting here?
Right when the hay.
What a suit.
Right when the hay.
What a suit he is. Danny and Gallant, we'll talk to you guys on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Until then, the hay
is in the barn.
See everybody.
Yo, what's up, fellas? How you doing? Best radio show in Seattle. I was in the military for 20 years, and you guys were always my connection back to Seattle and my connection to home, and I really appreciate the both of you. I'm going to miss you a lot.
Gentlemen, it has been so much fun listening to you guys grow up right before our eyes.
Just know you guys have set a standard for sports radio in Seattle that will not be exceeded, and that's a good thing because you guys are the new standard of radio.
I'm happy for you guys. Onward and upward.
I feel like I have 5 friends down there. You know, you guys happen to run a radio station, I've enjoyed times with Howdy and Lydia, and me and Kyle always yak it up before he puts me on.
You know, just congratulations to you guys and your endeavors. And I will always keep listening. I'll be on the podcast every Wednesday, and I just want to thank you guys for everything.
Thank you guys. You have lit up my mornings for 10 years, so thank you.
Get to the chopper!